I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 606, Distance Creates Distortion. Right now, on the World Wide Web, people are attacking, mocking, condemning, hating people they don't even know and have never even met. The internet has made it super easy for us to lob verbal grenades at people who take opposing views from us. Safely behind our own computer, we feel protected from whatever they might want to say back. And the problem is, we just get more and more and more entrenched into our view of the world without really checking to see if it's God's view. Because what happens is, distance creates distortion. The more you click on news sources and your favorite internet sites, the more those stories pop up in your feed, continuing to isolate you from people who think differently than you and keep you from hearing, I mean really hearing, their story and their heart. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God and to love others. You know, we don't love very well if we won't take the time to listen. We feel free to say caustic things about people that we've never met, and we would never say it that way to them in person. But today I want to tell you a story about transformation that builds bridges instead of burning them. What if you took an open posture and then closed the distance between you and those who think differently than you? Who knows? Jesus might show up and positive change might happen. Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a very fascinating story today. Listen to a portion of God's Word, ask you a great question, and challenge you to close the gap, the distance gap, between you and those you don't like. J.R. Briggs tells a story of Darryl Davis. See if you're not as impressed with Darryl Davis as I am. Davis is an accomplished jazz and blues musician with a unique hobby that I deeply respect. Briggs tells the story. For the past 30 years, he has met with and befriended members of the Ku Klux Klan. What makes his hobby radical is Darryl Davis is African American. Many of the KKK members that he meets will admit that they've never met or interacted with a black man before they met Darryl. When he meets with a Klansman, he asks one direct, penetrating, and provocative question. Why do you hate me when you know nothing about me? This one question cracks open doors, making a way for a truth-filled conversation. Darryl is steely and unflinching as he listens to and loves these Klan members, even when they say terrible and feckless things about people of color. Briggs goes on, as Darryl provocatively and compassionately pursues friendship with them one at a time, he has helped many of them leave the KKK altogether. In Accidental Courtesy, the gripping documentary featuring his life, Davis goes to the closet and he holds up many of the robes and hoods given to him by friends as they've left the KKK. In fact, he has over 200 Ku Klux Klan robes over the years. And one day, he hopes to open a museum where he will put them on display. Darryl Davis is a living example of how convicted civility is not only capable of tearing down walls of hostility, but also moving mountains of faith. Here's the great question. Who are you at odds with where distance creates distortion, misunderstanding, and mistrust? What can you do? Not them, but you. What can you do to move toward, not away, and build a bridge to a better tomorrow? Let's pray. Father, we know that so often we tell ourselves stories about people we don't even know. We don't take the time to listen. We just put them in a pigeonhole and we label them. And then we mock them. And then we dismiss them. You didn't do that. You came to us in the person of Jesus, even when we were rebelling, even when we were not loving one another or you. And you offered us new life. Teach us, God, how to bridge the gap from the distance that creates distortion and love well. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 607. In the meantime, the scriptures are legion. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. As far as it's possible, be at peace with everyone. Love your enemies, and we could go on. I'm not asking you to do something unsafe, but I am challenging you to do something uncomfortable. Where can you build a bridge over the distance that's creating distortion? And where can you love like Jesus in the gap?